Reed had no idea of his usurper's identity. Only that the last time he'd laid eyes on Jill was as she climbed into a sleek limousine after a banquet he and Erica's team had attended not long before their expedition. He hadn't seen the man she had been with. "Why did you stay after he died?" Kari blurted. "I mean, if you loved the man, surely it would be too difficult to be faced with his memory every day." Jill flinched at his comment, laced as it was with accusation. Escape was precisely what Kari had done when he lost Jill. He left town a couple weeks later and spent the next year with Erica and the others hunting for the ancient temple where he finally met the love of his life, a woman worthy of replacing Jill. Roger glanced over her shoulder at him with a hard look, then took a deep breath and seemed to brace herself when she turned back to Jill.
"My father was never an easy man to live with. He and mother were estranged for a significant portion of my life, but somehow he always went back to her."
"He told me when we met that his wife had died. Or should I say mate? I know how unique Eris was. You don't have to hide anything from me."
"Yes, she died a little more than 25 years ago."
Jill shifted in her seat, her eyebrows drawing together. In a near whisper, she said,
"He always used to talk about how his days were numbered, but that his daughter would take over for him after he was gone. He seemed so vibrant and full of life at the end even, so young. He never told me how old he really was until the end."
Roger stood from her desk chair and crossed the room to pour three drinks from the crystal decanter on the bar. She added an extra measure to one, then turned and handed one to Jill. She handed the fuller one to Kari, giving him a resigned look and surreptitiously caressing his wrist when she passed by. The touch did little to calm him.
"Come sit,"
she said, inviting Jill to the comfortable sitting area near the window. The sun streamed through behind her, casting her perfect, delicate skin into a golden glow. Jill sat beside her and took a hesitant sip of her drink. Seeing the two of them facing each other, Roch's dark, otherworldly beauty facing the golden light of Jill's angelic features, Corey's heart seemed to split. God forgive him, he still loved her. He almost didn't hear the rest of her story, as enthralled as he was just watching the two of them. But when Jill turned her back to Roger and lifted up her hair to display the back of her neck, he snapped back to attention. What had she just said? Marked. Just beneath the hairline on the back of her neck was a red, disc-shaped tattoo, identical to his own, aside from the color. It pulsed with a steady inner glow. "Fuck me," Kari muttered. "The bastard mated you." He immediately felt like an ass for referring to Roch's father that way, but the fucker had stolen his girl. Of course, it wasn't lost on him that the man had also fathered the woman he loved now. Jill let her hair fall back to her shoulders in a sweep of shining gold, then turned back around. Her blue eyes were shining when she met his gaze. He had an overwhelming urge to walk over and kiss her, to offer forgiveness and ask her to come back to him. But Kari's life was a lot more complicated now. Between loving the Dragon Queen and his new role as chief technical officer of one of the most profitable technical corporations in the world, he didn't have room to consider reconnecting with an old lover. Still, he knew how Reds worked. If Roch's father wanted Jill